Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Bishkek on a two-day visit to Kyrgyzstan to attend SCO summit and meet several SCO leaders on the sidelines. Death toll in Nepal flash flood rises to 794, while more than 2,500 people still missing. U.S. forces strike Iranian rocket launchers on Ladakh Island in Strait of Hormuz. Iran attacks U.S. bases in West Asia in retaliation. In squash, India's Abhay Singh wins men's singles title at Tuanku Muriz Trophy 2026 in Seremban, Malaysia. And in women's cricket, India beat Thailand by 94 runs in their opening match of T20 Asia Cup 2026 in Dubai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Bishkek on a two-day visit to Kyrgyzstan. He was received at the airport by Kasim Aliyev Adilbek Elishinovich, chairman of the Cabinet of Ministers. A traditional Kyrgyz dance performance was also organized to welcome him. Mr. Modi is visiting Kyrgyzstan at the invitation of President Sadur Japarov for the 26th SCO summit. On the first day of his visit to Kyrgyzstan, PM Modi will hold bilateral meetings with the SCO leaders on the sidelines of the summit. He will also participate in several other programs. Mr. Modi will address the SCO summit tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will first interact with the Friends of India in Bishkek today. He will then visit the Mahatma Gandhi Memorial Park and pay floral tributes at the statue of Mahatma Gandhi. The statue was unveiled by Mr. Modi during his visit to Kyrgyzstan in the year 2015. The Prime Minister will also hold bilateral meetings with the several leaders of SCO member countries today. These include meetings with the presidents of Armenia, Kyrgyzstan and Iran, as well as a bilateral meeting with the President of Russia. Mr. Modi will also attend the opening ceremony of the 6th World Nomad Games today. The event celebrates the rich and vibrant cultural heritage of Central Asia. Prime Minister will address the 26th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization tomorrow, the 1st of September. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Bishkek.
Prime Minister Modi concluded a successful two-day state visit to Tashkent, Uzbekistan yesterday following talks with President Shavkat Mirziyoyev to deepen bilateral ties. Both leaders agreed to elevate India-Uzbekistan relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership. A report from our correspondent.
The outcomes of the visit extend well beyond the signing of 11 agreements, from critical minerals and uranium to trade, defense, digital payments and education, from promotion of Hindi and Sanskrit to sports and heritage conservation. The two-day visit has given a broad and comprehensive framework to the India-Uzbekistan relationship. The elevation of ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, coupled with $5 billion trade target, long-term energy cooperation and greater engagement at the state and city levels is expected to provide fresh momentum to India's engagement with Uzbekistan and the wider Central Asian region. A major highlight of the visit came when President Shavkat Mirziyoyev conferred Uzbekistan's highest state honor, the Order of Oli Darajli Dostlik, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The award recognizes his contribution to strengthening India-Uzbekistan relations and cooperation. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Tashkent.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that India is likely to sustain an economic growth rate of 7% or more in the financial year 2026-27. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Chicago during her U.S. visit, she said India is likely to maintain its growth momentum despite geopolitical uncertainties and supply chain disruptions following the U.S.-Iran conflict and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. She said that the disruption in the Strait of Hormuz due to West Asia conflict initially affected supplies of key commodities such as crude, petroleum products and fertilizers to India, but the country managed to reroute supplies.
The uncertainties which are before every country are only multiplying. We thought we saw the worst when we went through COVID. We've come out of it, and for all the alphabet soups which were being served before us, India's going to have a K-shaped recovery, so-and-so shaped recovery. We actually have recovered well, and since then we are sustaining the growth at 7% or more. This year too, our growth will be at that range.
Nepal has intensified efforts to free hundreds of people trapped inside tunnels at hydropower projects, including the Trishuli 3A site, following Wednesday's flash floods. Rescuers, including experts from India and China, have been attempting to make contact, but have so far received no response from inside the tunnel. Hundreds of the 2,500 people reported missing are believed to be employees of Nepal's hydropower projects. Wednesday's disaster has killed at least 794 people, and more than 2,500 people are missing in Nepal. In Tibet, the official death toll is 16, with 546 reported to be missing. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The United States has struck Iranian military targets on Ladakh Island in the Strait of Hormuz last night. American forces said they targeted two Iranian launchers on Ladakh Island after Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, troops were seen preparing to launch rockets carrying sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian state broadcaster IRIB reported that the attack killed and wounded several Iranian personnel and civilians. The Ladakh strike was the first known U.S. attack inside Iran since late July, when President Donald Trump halted a two-week American military campaign linked to the strait. A U.S. official said American forces are monitoring the area closely and remain prepared to protect the free flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has retaliated with IRGC launching ballistic missiles on U.S. bases in Jordan in response to the U.S. strike. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said that they launched an attack on the King Hussein and Al-Azkar's U.S. bases in Jordan using ballistic missiles, Iranian media reported. In squash, India's Abhay Singh won the men's singles title at the Tuanku Muriz Trophy 2026 in Seremban, Malaysia yesterday. The top-seeded Abhay defeated third-seeded Henry Liuing of Hong Kong, China, 3-2, in the final of the PSA Challenger Tour 15 event. The victory marked the 27-year-old Indian squash player's 13th PSA Tour title and his second of the year, following his win at the Indian Open in Mumbai in March. In women's cricket, India began their T20 Asia Cup 2026 campaign in a dominant fashion, beating Thailand by 94 runs in Dubai last night. After posting 159 for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs, India bowled Thailand out for just 65 in 15.3 overs. Today, Bangladesh will take on Indonesia in a Group B match in Dubai. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Germany became the first team to win back-to-back FIH Men's Hockey World Cup titles, beating Spain 1-0 in the final at Belfius Hockey Arena in Wavre, Belgium yesterday evening. Michael Schrutoff was the hero for Germany, scoring the solitary goal in the third quarter. This is Germany's fourth Hockey World Cup title. In football, India Under-20 Men's National Team will begin their AFC Under-20 Asian Cup China 2027 qualifiers campaign against Syria at the Dostelik Stadium in Tashkent today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Bishkek on a two-day visit to Kyrgyzstan to attend SCO summit and meet several SCO leaders on the sidelines. Death toll in Nepal flash flood rises to 794, while more than 2,500 people still missing. U.S. forces strike Iranian rocket launchers on Ladakh Island in Strait of Hormuz. Iran attacks U.S. bases in West Asia in retaliation. In squash, India's Abhay Singh wins men's singles title at Tuanku Muriz Trophy 2026 in Seremban, Malaysia. And in women's cricket, India beat Thailand by 94 runs in their opening match of T20 Asia Cup 2026 in Dubai. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.